Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 168 for Monday, August 7th, 2017, and day 7 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So this is just going to be a quick little bit here to get, and we'll get to the meat of it, which is about, I think it's about 11 or 12 minutes of, as I put it, color commentary from GeekFest on Saturday. This was during the period where we were blowing up Army Moon with firecrackers. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's one of our more mature sections of GeekFest. I mean, you know, there's a lot of eating of, you know, let's see, what do we have? We had ice cream sandwiches and donut holes and a bunch of chips and like habanero and ghost pepper. It was like ghost pepper sauce, which was actually the wussier sauce because it was like from the store, whereas the habanero was handmade by Andy in his house, you know, with his just basically habanero mash, which was really good and hot. We had a cheap, crappy, you know, like throw it in the oven, do it deliberately that way, throw it in the oven, pizza. We had chips. It was actually fairly calm. Sometimes we get a little crazy with the food. I actually did buy a big thing of shrimp, but then we forgot about them. We forgot about them and left them out on the counter. And to the point where, like, Andy was like, I'm going to put those in the refrigerator, but I don't think anybody should eat them. Which makes sense. We buy some silly stuff. We're smoking cigars. We're blowing up Army Man. We just sit around and talk to each other for a while. We eventually start playing board games at, like, you know, 11 p.m. 11 to 3. We played a game called Harbor. If you have played a little very pocketable game, practically, it's quite excellent. I saw it on tabletop, and Charlotte and I have played it a number of times. We ended up playing a lot of games two player, but we have actually played that one four player as well, and it was quite fun. I did not win, but it's okay. But yeah, so that's, you know, Geek Tent. You know, so we stay up in the middle of the night, and it takes a day or two. It's like a mini Dragon Con. A day or two of recovery. So I guess that's plenty of, you know, introduction. Then, like I said, the next 12 minutes or so will be some rambling from GeekFest while we're blowing stuff up. And, oh, crap. There's something I was going to say. I do not remember. There was some. Language. I mean, we're all grown ups and plenty of issues. Language gets a little saucy at times, but I don't think there's anything terrible in here. That was the only thing. Yeah, it was like a minor language warning. But they're all words that we've heard in other podcasts and in our daily lives and stuff. So I don't think anything too bad in here. So anyway, that's it for today. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution share alike, version 3.0, United States. You can find me at kenzoid.com, and that's where you've got links to all the other ways to get a hold of me. And I hope you enjoy the color commentary.
All right. We're going to do a little color commentary during. That would have been cool. We're going to do a little color commentary for the podcast. We are at GeekFest, and we are killing Army Men with firecrackers. Don't try this at home, kids. We're what you call professionals.
much like, we're professionals like Trump is a businessman.
Yeah.
It's a loose term.
So we got rules to this. Various sizes of firecracker. You get basically three attacks worth of value if you use the smallest firecracker. If you use some of the larger ones, they count more towards your value. And I'm using the largest one we have called the Spy Bomb. And it's worth all three.
Overcompensating is not the issue.
Correct. I just want to see. Uh-oh. Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Oh no. Here we go.
Well, it's got one with a thorn tie. It shoots out like almost like mine.
That was pretty cool.
Well, if you guys played Boom Beach, it would be like...
I have played once or twice, but not regularly.
They now have heroes.
Oh, yeah?
And that you build up and they you select a hero to ride with you.
Ah.
And one of them throws a cluster grenade that hits the initial target. And then there's got other exploding stuff to do damage behind that target.
So then after a person's turn, and I'm just finished because I used my big boy, we police... Oh, sorry. Steve and I are currently sharing a lighter because I burnt down my cigar.
Another cigar?
I'm trying. Do you think
these
that
are big boys? I mean,
yeah, that's what I would.
I might switch to a lighter after this myself.
Yeah, I was thinking because those are kind of big boys. Near the end of it, I'm feeling fine now. Near the end of it, I was like,
I think it's probably best. To
yeah. That one time that I got sick was not my favorite. So Steve's using small precision weapons, and he's thrown it at me. And did he get anybody? You didn't get anybody. You
he's
moved
using
it.
Small, potentially precision.
Yeah, yeah.
Theoretically precision weapons.
Theoretically precision guided grenades. He moved a barricade in my quadrant, but he didn't get anybody. So now he's going for Roy, and
I was trying to kill the undead.
Yeah, he's. He's yeah.
Kill
he threw it into.
Dead.
That's a
war crime.
That's a Red Cross violation.
Boy, he's shaking like a tweaker.
Oh, that's not good. I'm in trouble.
I was gonna say
if
that thing spins the tail on that, when my big boy did laying right up against it, I'm gonna be unhappy.
He's living.
All right, so I got. Two against me, and yet I survived. That's good.
And now Roy's using the laser sighted.
Yeah, he has a. We have a. We have a lighter here that has a light on it, like a little LED.
Laser sight.
Yeah, it's a laser sight.
LED laser sight.
Yeah, we're not using the highest quality
full
light.
Daylight.
We give Roy a little.
And he is also using the spy bomb. It looks like. Oh shit. Oh, flip the tank.
Man, that tank went away.
Now, did I lose anybody? I don't think so.
I might use it against the helicopter.
That guy got attacked by, like, Jubilee.
Wow.
I have lights.
That guy got hit twice by me, and he got hit by all those northern
lights. If that had
been
on the helicopter, like mine was laid up on the helicopter, that might have really spun that.
That's a big boy. So now
I to try and throw the silver on the helicopter.
Andy's got a decision to make. He's,
I'm going to try it just.
He's contemplating. Although, are you going to throw it at the helicopter?
Yes.
You suck. Helicopter's on the edge of my territory, which is why it sucks.
I've been lucky with my aim to this point, which means I'm probably out of luck, so I'm probably not going to get anywhere near the helicopter.
Yeah, you're going to just drop it right in the middle of those dudes' mine.
Half of my battalion's already off the board. Here we go.
Damn it.
Ow! That hurt.
Man. See, damn. Do you see it spun the tail propeller on the helicopter?
Those things
are powerful.
Yeah, those
dang.
Are. So where's my other one down?
He blew off the map.
Oh,
he's right there.
Ah, there he is. Okay. So yeah, I'm four down. One, two, three,
four.
Boy,
I wish you would have bought more of those.
Yeah, I know that. Well, try the blue ones as well. They're
man.
Those are big boys as well. These M200s. Now we're
counting.
Does it say G? That's awesome. All right, so we're.
That's
GIFs,
motherfucker.
No, it's
1.4 GIFs.
Okay.
Or grams. So I'm using a M200, which is a 2 class.
When we were using the guns, weren't those 0.4?
Whoa, that went fast. Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh.
Whoa.
He blew a mountain up.
Yeah.
He blew up a mountain.
That's big. But I don't think I hit anybody.
There's two guys down over there.
Where? Oh, yes. So I've got two.
Holy crap. Boy, that's like...
Do you want to call those a threer as well?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. That's fine.
Man,
Shevitz. They're always going to police. I got a couple of his guys and an entire mountain.
And a barricade.
And a barricade.
Yeah, what's amazing is that you blew through the barricade, then the mountain.
Yeah, that one, that's a big boy.
This one's a two, right?
Man. Yeah, that's a two.
Oh, this is the first time Steve's pulled out a big gun.
I'm not using my...
A spy bomb?
I'm not using my freebie yet.
Oh, you're not using your freebie. Oh. Nice. He's saving that for late game.
Oh, I didn't know.
Tactics.
I thought that was just for the that turn.
Oh, but
that's fine. How about
how do you want to do it?
How about you use it by the next turn, or you lose it?
All right,
use your free.
Because you know it was just by. It's like we changed the rule. Now you have a chance to make up, but let's not let it ride forever.
True, that's like
it. Those are more destructive, the more things are on the map. If he wants to wait until he can get one guy with him.
Well, cool. I mean, that's a good point. But
all right, here it comes.
It's amazing how many rules we have to a essentially game.
Essentially throwing things that are going to explode.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bounce.
Got him in the air. Oh, that was a bounce.
Oh, that was
holy shit.
You got the second one, and I got the souvenir that killed it.
I was wondering what bounced over there. Man, those are kicking those out. Those are
they're pretty strong. You got some good stuff aside from those mobster ones.
Yeah, this one pack of mobster seems to be working okay, but yeah, the other ones look like they've been dipped in wax or something.
So let me, Steve, unless you're using that one that you have to use either now or next turn, you are limited to a small one.
I'm doing the I'm burning it now.
Okay,
cool. He's making it ride, but I notice he's got a blue. He's got a cluster bomb in there, or not a cluster bomb. Oh, yeah, Steve's also afraid of insects. So, dragonfly flew by, and he had to... Ooh,
uh-oh.
That's not
bye-bye,
good.
Bye-bye, mortar guy. And probably another guy.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Oh, no!
Oh, and Andy dodges a bullet.
Oh! Although, knowing these things, that thing may go off in like 5 minutes. You know? Boom!
Man, I prayed to the right guys today. I've had pretty good aim, and I got lucky.
I'm
one that should have taken out probably two.
Stop going for the helicopter! Why did the helicopter have to be on the edge of my quadrant?
Well, it hasn't taken anybody out, has it?
Oh, that's not good. Holy shit, those are
dead people.
Anybody else?
Oh, yeah. Hell, my barricade, I think, got
the dud is a dud, right?
Yeah, the dud's a dud.
I don't get to shoot again when there's a die.
No, you can throw another big one right now because you're using that discretionary turn.
So the dud gets to a
reroll. He's done three.
Oh,
I did three.
Oh,
one was a dud.
I'm sorry.
No,
you don't get to
the dud's
that.
A dud.
Yeah, you don't
That's
get to reroll.
I couldn't remember.
Now Roy and I are throwing from our chairs because.
Oh, you know what somebody should do? Steve, that's coming to you.
Yeah.
Roy's challenging himself.
It was an awesome Saturday. It's a Saturday.
I think he's just being lazy.
I worked a lot yesterday.
Now,
we filled out a spreadsheet.
You know what would be cool? If someone could drop a big boy in the ass.
Oh, in the cone?
And see if it'll drive through.
That might move the helicopter.
That'd be cool.
Cup holders, Andy.
We're living like animals here.
Can you get the plasma torch out and cut us some cup holders in there?
Oh, yeah, that would work.
It won't work on non-conductive materials.
Non-plasma.
Put some conductive material on it and then just, you know, melt it in.
I could put...
You have a laser-sighted...
I could attach a hole saw to
that.
I could attach a hole saw to one of my half a dozen cordless drills and catch you one. These chairs are on their way out, so.
It's true.
Let's see, what is it? Is that like a...
I can make one.
What's that? Is that a 3-inch diameter? Or is that Chinese foot?
You are obsessed with the helicopter.
I was actually trying to go over the helicopter on that one.
Nope. Yeah. Can't see beyond it. You're obsessed. You're like Airwolf. I'm like Airwolf.
When we were in the motel room for our anniversary down in New Orleans.
I'm just going to call this because if it actually works, I want you to know that was what I was trying. But I guarantee I won't come close to it. I'm going to try and lay this up right there.
Oh, yeah.
And use the concussion off of here to knock that dude back and possibly take that dude out. Now, wow.
It's like
I'm not going to come close.
Trick cool shots.
But in case I get lucky.
Yeah, we call these things just to show how cool we are.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, it was a roll. That didn't count. Oh, but you got the other one.
Yeah, but this guy's up. And that was a twofer, so I'm done for that turn.
All right, so this concludes the color commentary, but I just thought I'd put this in so you guys can see what Geek Fest can be like.
Anybody do anything for me?